Open early for all your sports discussion needs. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, having a little fun in quarantine. All Mata, all Holtman team. 10 players, we have to make tough decisions. Lead guard, the position of discussion today. And with a little bit of perspective on this, we go to a guy who played with a lot of these guys. And that is our good buddy, John Diebler. He could shoot it a little bit. We'll talk about you tomorrow, buddy, on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline when we do wing players. But we're doing lead guards here, and it would have been simple to go to 12 or 13, and then I could have three on, with all due respect to Jamar, who you played with, who's an all-Big Ten player. When you're talking about Connolly, Kraft, and Russell, I think they separate. First of all, before we get into that, that era that you played in for Thad, where you guy, where you play with a National Player of the Year in Evan, and then you guys are the number one overall seed your senior year, and then the year that follows where the young pups, you guys kind of showed the right way to go about their business, get to the Final Four. What was it like being a part of that era?
It was unbelievable. I think just like you said, the program was just really at an all-time high at that point, and obviously Coach Mott and his staff had done a great job of, you know, getting recruits and obviously most importantly winning. So it was fun. I mean, my college experience is some of the best 4 years of my life.
John, what's the relationship now with Coach Holtman? You know, it's always interesting when guys have a new coach come in, right? For me, it was Tressel to Urban, and now it's the second round with Coach Day. But what's it like, you know, and how is Coach Holtman been? Because I think every single university deals with this. You're kind of anxious on, you know, how's the new guy going to, you know, treat the alumni that's come through here? And obviously, when we were there, we saw how our coaches treat the alumni. And Coach Tressel was obviously so good with the football alumni. How's it been with Coach Holtman?
It's been great. I think Coach Holtman has done a fantastic job of embracing the culture that, kind of like you said, James, that has been developed here at Ohio State, not just with basketball, but with football also. It's pretty unique place. I don't think there's a lot of places in the country that have what Ohio State has as far as welcoming alumni back, former players, you know, things like that. And I think Coach Holtman's embraced it, and honestly, he loves having us back. I know he's talked to a lot of former players, and every time, you know, we're at the gym or anything like that, his door is always open.
Deebs, as we think about Connolly and Kraft and Russell, you didn't play with Russell, and you just missed Connolly, but Jamar and Aaron you played with a lot. I don't know if you've played – have you played with any point guard as much as – which one would you have played the most with, pickup and real games, everything?
Probably Kraft. Yeah. I mean, I've known Kraft for so long, just going back to when I was in junior high, because his dad was my junior high coach. So
okay, right.
I've known him since he was little.
This group of when you think about Connolly, and with all due respect to Jamar, just because he was off the ball, bounced around a little bit, but Connolly, Kraft, Russell, what, and you think about the position of lead guard, what makes each one special? And if you're running the wing, how is it different with three?
Put me on the spot. This is tough.
Well, I'm not going to make you make two, because I know you have friends who are listening, so we don't want to do that. But like just from the standpoint of how do each one go about their job differently, and how does each one change your job as a guy who's racing to the wing or racing to the corner?
I mean, that's easy from the standpoint of all three are phenomenal passers. So they made my job really easy. They would make my job really easy. Got to play with Mike and D'Angelo in open gym a couple times. And obviously playing that year with Kraft. What's crazy is they're all obviously great point guards, but different. I mean, with Mike was so well above his years, and he didn't play like a freshman. So Mike only played 1 year in college, and you would have thought he was like a fifth year senior with how he played. And to lead, to really be the anchor of that team, obviously they had Greg and, you know, some other upperclassmen who played valuable minutes like Ron Liu, but Mike was so steady and poised in their championship run. It was unbelievable. And obviously he's a fantastic player in the NBA now. And then, you know, Kraft, everyone loves Kraft and what he brings to the table. Doesn't always show up in the box score, but just his intangibles are what make him great. And, you know, he's one of the better on-ball defenders I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And then with D'Angelo was a fantastic player. Could really pass the ball, could really shoot it, could really score. So that's tough. You guys got a tough decision to make.
Deebs, I'm wondering
you could even put Evan in there. Evan played point guard.
I know it. I mean, the year he wins National Player of the Year, he's point forward. He absolutely is. That's the, you know, that was a tough decision to make. I put him at wing just because I think on this team, you know, he's a wing. Are you just trying to get him out of there so your path to the five is easier? Is that what you're doing with Ev?
I'm not putting myself in that five. There's too many guys ahead of me.
No,
there's way too many guys ahead of me.
I'm just giving you hell, buddy.
Deebs, when you talk about, like, you know, for people who you know, flip on basketball once football season's done, right? And they just watch, or maybe they're box score watchers, right? Describe the little things that Aaron would do that would help out the team. People who aren't like diehard basketball fans, right, but are listening, that could say, the easy thing to say might be like, well, D'Angelo was an All-American, right? And Mike Conley, look at him. He's still balling in the league. You know, these guys, they scored, they did this, that, whatever. What Aaron's stuff, as you said, you might not find it, watch a game. You might look at the box score and be like, Kraft didn't do anything, but yet he did so damn much. You know what I mean? So explain 100%. To people, like, what were those little things that Aaron would do that were just so special?
I think for him, just leading by example with how hard he played, kind of motivated, or I guess you could say motivated other guys on the court, because if you weren't playing as hard as him, you kind of got exposed. It was one of those, like, well, Kraft's out here busting his butt and I'm over here relaxing on defense and my guy scores. Well, yeah, it's probably my fault. So you're going to get exposed from that standpoint. But, you know, take him pressuring the point guard, the opposing team's point guard. He's, you know, turning him 5-6 times coming up the court and he turns it over. Well, yeah. Kraft might not get the steal because he didn't steal it, but the guy threw it out of bounds because Kraft was pestering him.
Yeah.
So,
and he did that relentlessly.
Like that, and just, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. So things like that where, yeah, he didn't get the steal in the box score, but he created the turnover.
You know, Deebs, the last thing I'll say on the Kraft front is anytime, and I was in so many of these post-game press conferences, and I'll never forget like the Billy Donovan press conference about how Aaron Kraft wrecked the game. And the opposing coaches would say that on a regular basis. They just wrecked their game because they could not get into their offense because of what he did defensively. This is going to be absolutely brutal to get to it. So I'm not going to put you on the hook because I know you're buddies with a lot of these guys. They might be listening. So I'm not going to put you on the hook, buddy, unless you want to pick two.
I'm serious. I'm like, this is tough. This is definitely – I could give you your three bigs. I could probably give you your wings. But this one is tough.
You're picking guys who are pretty decorated. You're going to leave somebody who's pretty decorated off the list. So it's going to be difficult. Give my best to
you. Might just
go ahead.
Have to go with three guards and bump
no.
them out.
No, we can't. We can't. We can't, Deebs. No, we got to make this hard. That's the whole point. We got to have it hard, my friend. We got to have it difficult.
You guys got a tough job.
Imagine if we would have put Turner in here. We have to deal with him too. I can't have him mad at me. That'll last for two decades.
That's a given. Evan's going to be on the list. Evan could play center, I guess. Arguably one of the greatest Ohio State players to ever play.
Yep.
You know, with what he did, winning National Player of the Year. So, I mean, that's my guy. That was my roommate, so I'm definitely biased toward him. But I think we all can agree that, you know, he's one of the greatest guys to put on an Ohio State uniform.
Absolutely so. Give my best to Veronica Corningstone and the Twins, my friend. Good catching up with you.
I will do that.
All right, John Diebler joining us on this one.